What are some common uses of phones in everyday life? In contemporary society, much of one's life is centered around their phone. Since the popularization of smartphones and the increasing functionality of smartphone technology, phones have become much more than mere tools of communication. As well as retaining the capacity to contact people, phones can now be used to create visual content, such as videos and photography, to view maps and receive directions, and even to pay for goods and services as one might with a credit or debit card. This isn't even to mention the vast selection of third-party apps one is able to install on their phone. Phones have truly become an irreplaceable factor of everyday life. Is the most important use of a phone for calling people? Though phones were originally conceptualized as a means to call people, the increasing versatility of phones has fast eclipsed this primary function. As a method of communication, modern phones are capable not only of voice calls, but also direct messages through a number of platforms, apps, and even email. As phones have become capable of more, their general importance to society has increased accordingly, and this versatile capacity for broad communication is not an insignificant part of the reasoning why. However, in an emergency situation, the ability to make phone calls is still likely to prove their most important piece of functionality. How do younger and older people use phones? Phones are generally used in a very different fashion between the older and younger generations. Older people are typically more reluctant to come to terms with the developments of technology, and so rarely make use of the full functionality of modern phones. They will tend to neglect potential usages phones have through apps, instead choosing to use them almost exclusively as cameras and as a device for phone calls. As a means of communication, older people generally prefer to call whomever they wish to get in contact with, whereas young people are much more likely to send direct messages outside of an emergency. Is it all right to phone somebody late at night? For most people, the majority of their free time is delegated to the evening. Because of this, calling people later in the day can sometimes be seen as impolite and intrusive. People could be using that time to unwind after a busy day, or could even be preparing for bed. So bothering a person with unsolicited phone calls at that hour is somewhat insensitive outside of an emergency. What's more, depending how late the phone call is made, it could even result in waking up someone who is already asleep, which is the height of rudeness. Should making phone calls in public places be banned because it can disturb other people? The acceptability of taking phone calls in public is very much dependent on the particular setting. For example, making a phone call in a busy public square is perfectly fine. As these sorts of places tend to be noisy anyway, very few people will be bothered by the additional sound of a phone conversation. Public places in which phone calls are not acceptable generally have individual guidelines disallowing them. Libraries, for instance, clearly signpost that making phone calls constitutes a disruptive action that will disturb other people around. Engaging in a phone call in such a place can carry negative repercussions, such as being reprimanded or even asked to leave. Do people speak more honestly on the phone than face-to-face? When speaking over the phone as opposed to face-to-face, there is a degree of separation which would not be present in person. This might incline people to not speak quite as openly as they would otherwise. For example, when speaking with someone face-to-face, one is also able to pick up on facial cues and expressions as well as language. This makes one's interlocutor inherently more relatable and empathetic, inclining one to communicate more openly and honestly. Conversations which take place over the phone lack this connection, making it easier for one to hold things back or to generally speak more disingenuously without consequences.